Hey everybody, it's Tatiana with the Watch for the Hook Wednesday podcast. I'm doing the intro for Michael. He's now here, so do you want to take it away?
Oh, well, I appreciate that, Miss Park.
Oh, you're
I
welcome.
see you gave it, as I say, you
I
gave me good old college try.
did, and let me try on back.
It's all right. So once again, thank you for the opportunity to Watch for the Hook Wednesdays on the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael with.
Tatiana, I just said my
You
name.
know, but I just like to make sure you get to say your name more than once.
Okay,
So, Spark, how you feeling
I'm
today?
good.
That's good. Hey, well, you know, it's kind of raining here the last few days and in Arkansas, and man, it's keeping the temperature down. So, you
Yeah,
know.
it's unseasonably cool.
Yeah, so you know, so why it's unseasonably cool, you
Keep
get
that
to
air off. Oh, it's
it.
fun.
Yeah, keep your like BLO.
Keep that air off. It's man on.
Also, y'all just always come by www.watchforthenumberfourthehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. And hey, if you're feeling even more, come on by your favorite podcast player and download our podcast today.
That's cute. I like that.
All right, appreciate you. All right, so today we're gonna revisit one of our older topics. And you know, from time to time we do that. I want to keep you all in tune on keep on doing your research. And when we talk about doing your research, you gotta look into and look back to dig and find out whatever endeavor you're dealing with in life. And you can't go forward until you understand how things happen behind you. And
Yeah.
that's research. Research is, if you're in business, you want to research the type of business that you want to go into. We did that. We started that off. We even did research when it came to you want to do a podcast.
Yeah, we did.
And in our research in a podcast, we figured out that, you know, we want to be an informative and education
Right.
type podcast with a slight little bit of entertainment, you know, just to,
That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
you know, just give a little pizzazz at times. But we wanted to make sure we contributed something, you know, just not going with the trends and the fads and, you know, oh, well, you know, they out here looking like Boo Boo the Fool, you know, won't we try to be Boo Boo the Fool too?
I was about to say something, but I ain't gonna say
My
it.
gosh, what are you gonna say?
No. So, no, I ain't gonna say it. I'm done. If you're gonna talk about me, you're gonna be like, really? I was just saying, you know, sometimes I like to keep my boots on the ground too, so.
I'm sick of shit. I am sick of the boots on the ground. Let me tell you this.
Right.
I
I didn't want
sometimes
to
just
say
get
this.
lost in the sauce when it comes to that they still treat us as just some entertaining monkeys.
What am I saying?
I am sick of all that shit. Man, we got so many things going on and motherfuckers even in the church with the boots on the ground. I'm like, boy. This is the sad part. We got our boots on the ground. They got the boots on our neck.
Michael.
He asked me to lie.
Hey, they did the graduation dancing.
Matter of fact, we 5 years past anniversary of the George Floyd murder.
No.
Where we at?
In the same spot.
Gee, I think we
Not
first.
moved much.
I think
Regress, not
yeah.
progress.
No, I think we're behind.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. This
Because
Trump.
there's been rights and things lost since then. See, we done went off on a
It's
tangent
research, you know.
from research.
It's all
And
good.
let's keep it a buck. Research could be who you doing business with too, right?
Exactly.
Keep your boots on the ground when
Nah,
you're doing this research.
take that boot off and throw it at some goddamn body. Shit, how about that? 'Cause we ain't doing shit.
Listen, you have to, you know, keep doing your research on the people you're in business with, like in
Listen,
whatever capacity.
they are doing the research because they are aligning themselves with the jackasses and jackpockets who ain't doing nothing but lining theirs. They're doing their research. Oh, yeah, they taking us back.
I
Yeah.
wasn't talking about that. I was talking about research, like we were just talking about research, and then you were talking about doing your research on things you want to do, and I'm like, even still, with doing the research on things you want to do, you have to do research on the people you're in business with. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what the hell you talking
I
about.
went all in
You
research.
sure went off on a whole damn tangent, and that is not the right tangent to be
I
on.
still like it though.
That ain't where we at.
But
That ain't what we talking about.
even with us, you know, the people we done business with, they research on.
And I'm still doing research on it because sometimes they some sap suckers.
Oh, so it's a year. Oh, you got that same job.
Some sap suckers.
Oh, well.
Some shitty mess.
Well, look at here. Look at that energy.
That's what I'm talking about. Do your research.
All right.
Like what you said, they got their boots on the ground. You might have to put your boot up there.
Boy, that boy.
Slap my fan.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you got to be honest. Like, what do you say? You said one time. You
same.
Research.
Oh, my bad.
You did research on somebody. What company you said, I really don't care too much about who you used to work with.
Yeah.
But I want to know, are you still working with them now?
That's exactly what we did. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Sometimes that question will tell you a lot about
who
you're trying to deal with. That research right there. I can see you used to work with them that days, those and others 7, 8, 9 months ago or maybe a year or so ago. What's your relationship with them
right
now?
Right. You Yeah. Then sometimes stuff just falls in your lap.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And sometimes shit falls on the floor.
Yeah.
And you turn around, you look, and you're like, so, like, I saw you at this a couple years ago. Where are you at now in
right.
the progress of your business? And I mean, yo, even with us, we can look at that right now. And we've been open. We've discussed it. We've said the apparel side has taken a hit
mm-hmm.
due to the real estate.
Right.
And that's just because the focus had to shift.
It did. And especially when you having to like keep your boots on the ground, keep your boots out of folks' asses.
When you try to make sure the doors is open
right.
or the doors is closed.
So you do have to, you know, when you're trying to be the checks and balance system and you're trying to make sure things are functioning, then sometimes you do have to like move the energy around or the time or the effort, the attention, really. That's what I'm trying to say. You have to move the attention around. Some things require more attention than others.
And that also can go into like what you're researching.
Yeah.
If you're right now dealing with something in 2025, you may have to go back and look, well, what was the trend in 22 and 23? Hell, even 24. 24 only ended like 6 months ago.
Yeah, it did. For some of us, it feels like yesterday. For others, it feels like, oh, that was 5 years ago. Because I'm still hearing the same lies.
Exactly. So, I mean, sometimes you just have to go look and be like, man, has things changed or evolved for the better? Or have they regressed?
Or have they just been stagnant? And getting a lot of stagnant.
And then
mosquito water.
And then as a business owner, you got to be like, shit, I don't need it in stagnation.
No, because then my booth going to be up your ass. And then, that's where I'm at.
Because then you try to figure out, how do I keep this going in a positive direction?
So how do I make this happen without my boot up your ass?
Oh, no. Sometimes a boot, you just got to get shoved where it gets shoved. That damn fan away, too. But yeah, but sometimes that's what it kind of boils down to. When you're looking into how to progress your business
yeah.
or whatever you're doing in life, you know, like I say, last time, even if you're like a college student or you're trying to graduate, or if you're just somebody that's trying to further themselves
right.
education-wise, you got to mm-hmm. figure out what route you want to take.
Yeah, you do.
And when you figure out the route you want to take, you're going to research and look into where.
You should research. Some people don't.
Because I don't know how you know if you're going, you don't know how to get there. So sometimes
you don't know how you're gonna know where you're going.
If you don't know how you're gonna get
okay.
there. Because sometimes people are like, man, I'm just taking it one day at a time.
I'm just driving.
Yeah, what the hell does that mean?
You're on 40 going east or west?
Yeah, I'm just taking it one day at a time. One day at a time is the sun goes up and the sun goes down. And if you are still
isn't that a song by Dolly Parton?
By the catalog like that. But even we talked about those still people. They still sitting here. They still not going nowhere. They still not progressing. You being still in that same spot will hinder you
mm-hmm.
for as long as you are being still.
That's true.
And sometimes researching or looking at the things can move your mind, which will help move your body, which will help move your business.
Yeah.
Hopefully, or just move anything, because what have we learned? Stagnation leads to procrastination, which leads to you being upset, which means to something not getting done.
Right.
falling behind schedule, and then you have those UCs, those uncomfortable conversations.
Yep.
And those uncomfortable conversations get kind of rough when, if you got a dollar attached to that
Boy,
conversation,
'cause you're gonna hear this conversation.
and you like, where my money at?
Right.
Where my progress at?
And I was just about to say, sometimes it ain't about the money, it's about the productivity.
And lots of times productivity means,
It's that now that's messing with my money.
yes. And then sometimes people productivity is tied to the money you've given or
Right. And exactly.
money a lender has lent out.
Yeah. Productivity, messing with my money means you delaying me getting my money. Productivity tied to getting money, means you doing enough work to want more, to need more.
The understanding of want more, need more.
Gee, getting your ass up doing some work.
That too. Then it comes with researching. Because it would be hard for you to understand what they're supposed to be doing if you don't already understand what they are supposed to be doing.
Right, you have to have that checks and balances system
Yes.
there.
You have to.
So when I ask you a question, when you're asked a question, answer it. Just
Because
respond.
you should already have the map
Right.
to where
The
you're
blueprint.
trying to go.
Yeah, that's it.
And you're having somebody construct whatever's supposed to go on this
Right.
map
That map
along the
is,
journey.
you did the research to get that blueprint.
Yes, exactly. And so when we're, like I say, we know it's a lot going on in the world. Lord knows you could be anywhere that you want to be or not where you want to be. But we've seen one of the biggest problems that people have is that they didn't understand or know how to get where they were trying to go because of the lack of research.
But see, that plays into you're afraid to ask questions.
There's no such thing as stupid questions.
You're afraid to ask a question. Instead of you asking the question or just simply saying, "Hey, I'm at an impasse.
Yes.
I need some additional insight," right? Instead of you putting that out there, you just you tilt your head up, pop your chin up, and hum a tune while you go continue to fuck up shit and
Or,
not do shit.
well, yes, you got the back part. Or not do nothing.
And not do shit at all. I'm just gonna sit here until somebody say something. And then when they say something, I'm gonna say, ain't my fault.
Got delayed.
I got delayed.
Well, remember, we always talked about not the mind.
No, you just full of shit is what you are.
And we are looking for people that are not full of shit. Just honesty, being honest with it.
What did he say? Just walking around, head to the sky, just humming a little tune, not doing shit,
Not being productive at
not being
all.
productive, and then ask the question you can't answer. So, did you do your research or not?
And that is the biggest
That's the
question.
problem. Did you have a blueprint or not?
Like, what was the plan from the jump?
I'm starting to question that there was a plan.
Because what they say.
Other than we're gonna build this thing as we fly. That's not a plan, y'all.
We talk about the hooks. The hooks are the unforeseen circumstances. They hinder you from achieving the greatness you seek in life. So, what hooks did you not plan for? Did you not
Sometimes
plan for
all
any?
of them.
Because, I mean, you got it.
Sometimes all of them.
Because in certain
Or
instances,
were you really not capable of doing something and you pretended you were and you thought if you held your head up high and hummed long and loud enough, everybody would go away or it would work itself out, right?
yeah, that ain't how that works. But you say it just don't go away.
No, it don't.
And when you look at it and you start to, when you rationalize questions that you're asking and the lack of answers that you're getting, you then start to look at yourself and be like, did I do enough research on
Exactly.
you?
See, now I'm questioning myself.
Did I do enough
I'm
research
not
on
gonna
you?
question the nincompoop's level of competency. I question mine. Like, were you the fool again?
Man, 'cause playing a fool is hard.
Again.
A game.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool
Ooh,
me twice.
that's my goddamn fault.
Shit, now I'm
To
stupid.
say that's all on me.
That's on me
That's
right
on me,
there.
boss.
That's on me. And then, like, when you're doing your research, it will really kind of tailor your communication styles, how you communicate, when you communicate, what you communicate about. who you communicate to, like it'll tailor that. If you start to see you're going down a path that is turning into a fight, right?
Yes.
Via communication, because you know how that abrasive communication can feel. You're not stupid,
You keep
right?
having those uncomfortable
Yeah,
conversations.
like, okay, so maybe I'm communicating with individuals that don't have the knowledge or skill set that I need, or maybe I'm not understanding this process I'm trying to embark on. Either way, a decision has to be made. Get out while you can.
Sometimes you feel like I'm not talking to you, I'm talking at you. And
Yeah, or you just
sometimes,
don't know what you're talking about.
and then sometimes when you feel like you're talking at people, it feels like it's a one-sided conversation. And that can then lead to uncomfortable conversations. Because then you're trying to feel like, are you not understanding? Are you not understanding what I'm trying to
Right.
convey? When at that point in time, they understand completely what you're trying to convey.
Yeah.
They just don't have the answer you're looking
Don't have
for.
the answers. Intentionally, like, ignoring
Yeah.
because they don't have an answer. Most of the time, if people have an answer, they respond because everybody likes to pat themselves on the back, right? An answered question is a pat on the back. That is a kudo. That is an attaboy. Yeah, that's an A plus on the test. That's me now being a schmee. Okay. But when you're asking, you can't answer and you can't direct them to where to find the answer. Now you're looking like a fool, a goofy.
Well, hey, those who don't want to look like a fool
Or goofy.
or goofy, we still got podcast money merch. Still sitting on the platform at www.watchforward, number 40hook.com. Still free informational call with me and Miss Parker. Hey, we already know there's somebody out there that's thinking about it. They just worried that they don't know if they got what it takes. Hey, you won't have the answer until you try.
Right.
And so, like I say, always available. Miss Parker, I appreciate you for coming on out here this week. What encouraging words you got for them now as we get ready to ride on out on them continuing to do their research?
So when you're asking questions and when you're doing research and you're finding roadblocks or things are unearthing or uncovering themselves, that doesn't mean stop.
Yes.
That might mean redirect your path which you are researching.
Hey, you heard Ms. Parker said, redirect. We'll catch y'all next time.